All right, Shayla's here from King of Kubasaw. This is like my favorite time of the year, Shayla. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I took the liberty, I hope you don't mind. I looked up a joke to help kick things off here. Yeah. What do you call a sausage that can't walk?
I don't know. You tell me.
You've probably heard this before. A sausage roll.
Ah!
But ching.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to steal that one.
Tell us about King of Kubasaw this year. It's on Thursday, right?
Thursday, it is. Yeah. So King Kubasaw. So this event we look forward to all year long. So it's all supported or put on by the Ukrainian Canadian Professional and Business Association here in Saskatoon, who I represent. And it really is a night of culture. It's a night of fun, making memories. And honestly, it's also a competition. So that's really the point of you being there. It's 12 sausage suppliers from across the province. They come up with their best recipe. And you as an attendee get to sit there with your 7 best friends, colleagues, family members. And you have a very important job of voting for the King of Kubasaw.
Wow. This is like the Super Bowl
right?
of Kubasaw.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Especially heading into Super Bowl weekend. Now, it is sold out, but if we follow along your Facebook page, I mean, there's like an outside chance you still might be able to sneak in there.
Totally.
Hey?
Yeah, there's always a chance, right? So it is sold out. So we're always encouraging people, you really need to start thinking of this in like October of this year, really, to get tickets, because we sold out even earlier this year. So it's not even becoming a, you know, Christmas present thing anymore. You got to think earlier than Christmas. So it's a good problem to have for us, because, you know, it's about the charity. We really get to raise a lot of money at this event, too. So we're really excited to give back to our community.
And who are you guys? Because you change it up every year. You pick a new charity. So who's going to benefit from this year?
Yeah, we're always looking for new charity partners. So every year we rotate through different charity partners in the community. And it doesn't have to be, you know, of Ukrainian background either. I think people kind of assume that. But yeah, we're always looking for new opportunities. So if there's charities out there, if you're listening and, you know, you're looking for new opportunities to do some fundraising, yeah, we're certainly always looking to partner. So this year it's AIM, which stands for Ability in Me. And they're very unique. They actually support those with Down syndrome from pretty much birth up until about 22 years old.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. It's amazing.
Very cool. And I know you also mentioned selling out earlier this year. How many years has King of Kubasaw been around? Because, I don't know, I can't remember how it started, but I mean, it's selling out and you get like thousands of people at Prairie Land.
Yeah.
Did it have like a small, humble beginning?
Yes, it did. It's actually a really cute story. So it, yeah, really was just kind of a random thought from our membership. And it was just supposed to be a social for our Ukrainian members of our association. And so, yeah, this started really in the basement of the Ukrainian Museum of Canada. And it just spiraled. It was, you know, it caught on. Our membership started loving it. And we said, well, maybe we can, you know, give back to our community and we'll see where this goes. And yeah, you know, it kind of grew from 30 people in the basement of our museum. And, you know, 250 at the WDM. And all of a sudden, here we are at Prairie Land, with, you know, 1,000 people coming out to attend this. It's wild.
And now massive sponsorships as well.
Yeah.
We should probably thank a few of them, too. Hey?
Absolutely. Yeah. It honestly, it's such a great thing for us to be able to give back to the community. But we can't even do this without the sponsors like yourselves. So, Synergy Credit Union is our title sponsor this year. So we're so grateful for them to come on board and really help us put this event on. So it's all win-win.
King of Kubasaw, Thursday night. It's all on the line. Yep. Shayla, appreciate you teeing up for this. Again, follow along the Facebook page. Maybe an outside chance you can sneak in there. Good luck. Who's reigning champ, actually?
Yeah, good point. So it's Smokehouse. And Smokehouse has actually won twice now.
Oh, okay.
So if they win for the third time, that'll be the first. So they've won, I think, 6 times in total from the first time they started in 2009. And yeah, they've got the past 2 years. So if this comes up this year with Smokehouse, that'll be very interesting. So bragging rights.
They're like the Kansas City Chiefs too, because they're also going for a three-peat also. I'm just like, what? This is like
three-peat.
This is like life imitating art or art.
I know.
Imitating
local.
Life.
Local level.
Yeah. King of Kubasaw is Thursday night. Thanks, Shayla.
Awesome. Thank you.